Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, McElroy, Dusty Leggins with you on a Wednesday, which means...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday means Wednesday poll from... Fesco and Dusty, our poll question today brought to you by Mac Morey.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Where'd you get that beef story from, Mac?
Well, I looked it up, and Reddit does have a thing about it, but, because did you look it up?
Well, not only did I look it up, but we had a listener, Andrew, DM me like 85 menu items just now from Taco Bell
all
with the caption,
beef?
What is he talking about? It says beef right there and all over the menu. So basically he heard it from a friend of a friend and believed it.
Well, no, the thing is I didn't because I ordered the cheesy double beef burrito. So after I said that, I was like, well, it can't be true because I say beef in it. But there is
something. Well, you can say what you want. There was a lawsuit in 2011 against Taco Bell in Alabama, and it was immediately dismissed.
88% beef.
Right.
I assume they have some pretty good lawyers at Taco Bell.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine they do. So it was immediately dismissed. Yes, it's 88. There's some hay or oats, not hay, but wheat or oats or something like that in it to make up the other 12%. But oats are healthy and it's fine to eat oats. But yeah, there's a little bit of filler in there. But yes, they can say beef.
Say beef. Sorry.
But the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question, would you consider Jack Caglione's debut last night a success? 87.4% of people said yes out of 253 votes. The kid showed his face last night in St. Louis.
What made it not a success to the naysayers?
If you went over 5, you got to get a hit.
Yes, but what he did for the morale, the psyche of that team is invaluable. There's no number for that. That's why the stat nerds don't like it, right? Oh, you can't put a price tag on that. You can't put a number on this. I saw what happened last night. I saw the way that that team played last night. I saw the way that that team responded last night. They don't do that without Jack Caglione.
And then this was Bobby after the game.
What can you tell me about welcoming Jack to the show?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just the guy he is, just coming in the clubhouse today and then just kind of sparks us, gets us going, and just his presence in the box. He's a big leaguer, and just seeing him just batting practice, everything, just seeing him in the game, definitely he's going to help us.
So that's Bobby Witt Jr. speaking of Caglione. This was Cags on his debut after the game with Annie Rodgers.
Relieved, but, you know, I was super excited to share the field with all these guys. You know, for the bats to come out the way that they did was really cool to watch. It's kind of stepping the batter's box behind Salvador Perez was really cool growing up watching him. So that was a cool first full circle moment.
Does it settle in at all? Like, you talk about soaking in the moment, but does it feel real now?
For sure, yeah. I think, you know, going up for my first AB, I felt really comfortable. Threw some good pitches, hit a ball pretty well. No cigar. Victor Scott's pretty good out there, so made a great play, and I felt really good.
Shoot, player. Yeah, great play out there in center field. Could have been a double, but hey, man, he hit the ball hard 3 times. Two of the hardest hit balls in baseball last night, and the two hardest hit balls last night. 0 for 5, you know, that's not always what you want to see, but now we get to see how he handles coming back from an 0 for when the team won 10-7 and absolutely shutting down that Cardinals lead in the fifth inning, or I believe it was the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, I mean, he makes the first out, you leave the stadium. Thank God. Because then they went on and won the ball game after Dusty had already left to come back to Canton, which was the smart move at the time. I don't want to hear people second-guessing Dusty because I had told him. I said, you should probably leave after his at-bat in the fifth. We had the conversation. I said, most likely he won't get up until the eighth again, and at the way that this... Oh, he batted again in the fifth. After Dusty was like in Wentzville, Cags comes back up. But it was a smart move because it got him the win. Thank you for leaving, and we appreciate that. So Royals fans everywhere, thank you for leaving that ball game because the team ended up winning. And how much is a win worth in Major League Baseball? How much value do you put on winning a game? I put a lot on winning a game because it's the only thing that matters in baseball. It's the only thing in sports that matters is winning the game. And Cags was the reason they won that game last night. Yeah, he was 0-for-5, but you cannot put a stat or anything on the psyche of that ball club once they saw him walk through that door and know that the organization had their back. Because these players aren't stupid, guys. They're seeing what Cags is doing as well. And then they're looking at what's going on here in Kansas City, and they're like, we got this guy that could probably help us. Can we go get him? And the organization's like, yeah, what the hell? We don't care. If we waited 2 weeks, it would have saved us a year of arbitration. We're going to go get the best guy out there to help us right now to win ball games because we ain't wasting this pitching staff anymore. And that's a shot of adrenaline, and that will carry this team.
We'll dive more into the Royals game from last night into tonight, but there was Max always said that Chris Jones is the most underrated player he's ever seen. Is that true still?
Yep.
Ever that in football. True.
Well, yep. He is. I mean, by the definition of the term underrated, right? I think when you talk about players all the time, Kelce, Mahomes, like that, like they get all the love.
I just saw what he put at the top of that topic. Semi-pro.
Oh, it's semi-pro football out of focus. Yeah, that's what they are. They're stupid, right? Semi-pro football out of focus as Mahomes like the fifth best quarterback every year, right? Semi-pro. But they do have Chris Jones as the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL.
I got that right.
They did. I don't know that there's much competition, though, at this point in time. Who would you say is number two?
Quinnen Williams
is really good.
And he was ranked number two. He was ranked number two on that list for semi-pro football.
Who does number two work for, though?
Yeah.
Doesn't he play for the Jets? Jets. So that's a waste of a career.
Right.
Oh, well.
So anyway, they had their guys list up there. He's also one of only six Chiefs to beat all six Super Bowls. And I think that's important just to continue to mention. Like, the Chiefs have won three Super Bowls. They've been to seven straight AFC championship games. And there's only six players that have been involved in all of that. Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, the kicker, the long snapper.
Yep, Winchester.
And there's one other. Who the hell is it now? I'm blanking on.
Is it Hardman?
No, because Hardman was drafted after the year they won the first one, right?
After they won the first
one?
Because
they drafted Hardman after the Tyreek Hill debacle that happened where they thought they were going to lose
him. Was that after the first Super Bowl win?
Had to have been. Because then they brought him back, and then he was gone. I don't know. That's my only guess.
That's a good guess, but I'm drawing a blank right now.
Because Creed and Trey came after.
Humphrey? No, he was after.
Yeah, they were all after. I don't know. Six players. We got Butker, Winchester,
Mahomes, Kelce, Jones.
Come on, text line. Now's your moment. Now's your Mike Dana. No.
No, I don't think it's Dana. Come on, Mitch, send a text in.
Six players. I don't know. Do you have a guess?
Nick Allegretti is what I'm seeing coming up, but I don't think
it may
that's
be.
Right.
It may be. I don't know. Binkley, where the hell are you?
That'd be why we didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, where the hell's Binkley when you need him?
So Chris Jones.
So I think the six players, in a bit, like, it shows you.
It is Hardman.
How much roster?
It is Hardman.
Hey, okay.
Hey.
How much roster turnover there is, and they're still winning, and they're still doing what they're doing. So when people want to poo-poo what's going on here in Kansas City, kiss my ass. They've had six players that have been part of this entire journey, and the entire roster has turned over numerous times. And he's the only defensive player to be in all those Super Bowls. Doesn't get that credit that he deserves. And I think right now, When you look at Patrick Mahomes versus Chris Jones and who's the best at their position, I think you'd probably get more pushback from people debating you that Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback versus the people debating Chris Jones is not the best defensive tackle at this point in time. I think you will have more people line up and say Chris Jones is the best defensive tackle than you would have people lined up and say Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, because people out there are always looking to knock Patrick Mahomes down. And that's not a negative shot against Patrick Mahomes. I'm just reading the room, and I know there's a lot of Josh Allen apologists out there, or Sam Darnold apologists out there, or Joe Burrow apologists out there. I think you get more of a resistance from the general public if you said Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL versus then if you said Chris Jones is the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL.
Right. Resistance and more popularity. Like, people are going to be like, Chris Jones is the best defensive tackle in the game. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Oh, he's washed. Sorry.
They're talking about, you know, well, we don't really. Okay, cool. Defensive tackle. That's like being the coolest kid in fifth grade. Best quarterback? I think it's Joe Burrow, or I think it's Josh Allen. Here's why. Like, you actually want to hear, like, the debate. So I would agree with that for you as well. As we are now 93 days away from the first game for the Chiefs.
Yep, we are getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer.
Can't wait. Tank Tyler days away.
That's a bad number, too.
93.
It's not a good-looking number.
Nope, does not look good.
John Browning. That was a 93. Corey Greenwood.
Oh, I remember CG.
Joey Ivey. David King. Cam Thomas.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Bill Aker. That's 87. I was born, so I don't know.
Keep going. Is there any more?
Yeah.
Bob likes this.
Matt Dickerson. He was here in 23. Corey Greenwood, 2010 to 2012. D. Hardison. That can't be a real name.
Yeah. What year was that?
I heard of it.
88. D. 88. Hardison.
88.
Yeah. Eric Ollie, 84 to 87. Joey Ivey, 19. David King, 2015 to 16. Cam Thomas, 2017. Tank Tyler, 2007 to 2009. Big Tank.
That's a hell of a number for the Chiefs right there, 93.
No doubt. So avoid that number.
Not an underrated number, but we can talk about underrated Chiefs later.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's a new plan to fix baseball. We'll dive into what that is here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into the show. Just a heads up, Matt Quatrero, Royals skipper, will join us at 9 o'clock. Talk all things Cags, all things Noah Cameron, all things Royals, what he felt in that locker room, what it was like to see Caglione celebrate with a Major League winning team. It's got to be good because Omaha, you don't have any, your roster's been depleted every other week. Noah Cameron's up here. Nick Lofton's up here. Caglione's up here. Rave's up here. Good luck, Jersh.
Yeah, right. But that's what it's about. You want to graduate these guys to the big league club. The ultimate goal is to get these guys, you know, to the big leagues. I mean, I think the number is, if you're a high school player, you have a 2% chance of making it to the big leagues. And the fact that the Royals are graduating all these players right now, hey, that's good, man. And they're not just graduating the players to fill roster spots. They're graduating players that are actually producing, and producing in a big way for this club right now.
Yes, sir. One thing we didn't get to, but we need to get to it. If we have Mac Morey's attention, we have Mac's burning football question when it comes to Fesco and Dusty, because we are 93 days out. Again, Mac Quatrero at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him all things Royals. We'll still talk Royals a little bit later, but it is 93 days out. Gilbert Brown days out.
What a great 93. He was fun. Him and Reggie White, man. That was a good duo.
Yeah, that was Sack and Fat. That's what they call that duo. Gilbert Brown, what a legend he was. But go ahead, Mac, your burning football question, 93 days out until the NFL season starts for the Chiefs.
We talked Chris Jones and being underrated and his love, and then I kind of made me think, okay, who is the most underrated Chief of all time?
That's tough, because I want to lean towards a guy that played a lot of time here, but then I also want to think of a guy that was here that maybe a lot of people don't give credit for what he did while he was here. Right? Like, I thought Terrell Suggs was good while he was here. Yeah. Now, it was the end of his career. He was, you know, ring chasing to get, you know, a couple more or one more. But his impact on this team was really good. Helped out defensively on third down, was a presence on the defensive line. I don't know if Terrell Suggs gets a lot of love that people, and again, he's not one of those Chiefs players that was here forever, so I don't know if it necessarily like counts. But that's one name that sticks out in my mind, at least.
I think I got a couple names when it comes to underrated Chiefs. Currently, I looked at the roster, right? The current roster. And it's Mike Dana. And for me, it's not even close. And that may be a bias by me. I love the way he plays. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets enough credit.
Yeah, really good player.
5, 6, 7 sacks every single year. Seemingly makes plays when you need plays to be made. Like, I've loved this guy since they got him. And it's too bad he went to Michigan. But otherwise, we can get past that. And so he's just been a great player, I think, for Kansas City. Then they re-signed him and gave him that money. Like, look, Mike Dan is one of those guys that he doesn't get the headlines, but we need Mike Dan as much as anybody on this team. So I'm with him from a current standpoint. Mm-hmm. And from an all-time standpoint, there's a couple of names I'm going to throw out, and you're all going to roll your eyes at me and tell me I'm an idiot. The first one is Bobby Bell. I think as we move forward, people don't appreciate what Bobby Bell was all about and how great a football player Bobby Bell really is. And I think as it is in any sport, we forget about those old guys and what they did and how they dominated and whatnot. Bobby Bell's on my list. And I'm going to say this one, and it's Derek Thomas.
is on my list as underrated Chief, because I don't think people appreciate the entire package of Derek Thomas. People appreciate the sacks of Derek Thomas. People don't appreciate that he was the perfect player at the perfect time for this organization. And when they drafted him, he did everything to rebuild this franchise off the field and on the field. And that was very important. When Carl and Marty took over this franchise, they needed to find a way to get the fans back involved because nobody was going to games. Nobody was there. Nobody was paying attention. They were losers. They were about ready to move out of Kansas City. Cardi and Stefan. I'm sorry. Carl and Marty came in and they needed to rebuild the franchise. They needed to get people interested. How do you get people interested? Make people love your players. And the one thing that they did when they drafted Derek Thomas was like, you are going to do all of this community stuff. You are going to live here in Kansas City and you're going to be part of this community. Are you willing to take on basically rebuilding this franchise from the ground up and be the front man on that? Are you willing to accept our challenge? And DT said yes, and he was the perfect front man for that. There was nobody better that could have done and rebuilt this franchise better than what Derek Thomas did, obviously on the field, but the off-the-field stuff, living in the community, being here, his kids are here. Like, he became a Kansas Cityan, and that's what the Chiefs needed at that time. Somebody to love up Kansas City and in turn have everybody love up the team. And Derek Thomas was the perfect player for that. If they don't draft DT, I know that was a great draft with like Deion Sanders and I think Troy Aikman and some other guys in that draft. Derek Thomas ultimately was the perfect fit. If they had whiffed on that pick and didn't take Derek Thomas with that pick, who knows maybe what would have happened to this franchise. I just don't think DT gets enough credit for the off-the-field stuff that he did to rebuild this franchise and take it to the level to where it is right now. That's where it all started. Because those guys were in the community all the time. Yeah. There would be the DT show and then this show here and that show there. Carl was doing shows. The coaches were doing shows. Every night there was a different show going on at bars and people were showing up and being part of that. And that all started with the drafting of Derek Thomas. So I think from that standpoint of creating a community and creating a love and a buy-in for the team, Derek Thomas doesn't get enough credit.
I don't think Alex Smith gets enough credit.
I think that's a good point too.
Yep. I think Alex Smith is a guy that we talk about it till your ears bleed, obviously, when it comes to the situation that was Mahomes and Alex Smith, as he was the mentor to Patrick, and Patrick always gives him credit for that. And we hear quarterbacks say, it's not my job to mentor a quarterback. Well, Alex Smith saw the guy throw a football one time and was like, okay, if I can just tell him what defenses are trying to do and use my smarts in the playbooks, Alex Smith will always be underrated because he was – you know, you talk about the team getting almost ran out of town before Derek Thomas. People wanted to run Alex Smith out of town.
Yeah,
and now people look back and they hear the prince that was promising Mahomes say, yeah, I'm not who I am without Alex Smith.
Has anybody's image changed more in Kansas City than Alex Smith's image? From an athlete standpoint, I know, you know, there's some people that maybe lost a team or two whose image have changed.
Maybe Tyreek's in the other direction.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That's a good one. Not as much as Alex, but yeah, that's a good one. Kareem Hunt's kind of back in good graces now with everybody here. Obviously, Frank White went the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned Tyreek went the other way.
Him going the other way where, you know. I think
how many people were loving the peace sign, wearing number 10.
Oh, hell yeah.
Flip of a hat.
Yeah, I think people wanted to do that, but they knew he was helping us win. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. That's a hard one. That's a hard one to try to decide what you're going to do. Because Tyreek Hill as a person can kick rocks. As a football player, he's the greatest wide receiver that this franchise has ever seen to this point.
What about this name? Mitchell Schwartz.
Great call. I like that one. Yes. Thanks for texting in, Mitch. Appreciate it. Yeah.
No, he was fantastic. He was the best right tackle in the game for a couple of years. He was amazing.
Yeah. He was so great in Cleveland, too. That tells you how good a player is. If you can like stand out playing for Cleveland, you must be really good. And as soon as he could leave, that guy jetted out of town.
Eric Fisher.
Good one. That's a good call, too. No, because nobody liked Eric Fisher, including my wife.
In 2012, by 2016, 2017, people were like, yeah, Eric Fisher's good.
He was sold for me when he did the beer celebration at the playoff game.
Oh, that was awesome.
Crash, crash, boom.
Yeah, he grew up a lot, too, because when he was drafted, it was like, didn't feel like he wanted to play. I remember there was a story they had to call his mom to get her in here and to kind of read the riot act to him and all that kind of stuff. And then he turned the switch. He's been the best left tackle we've had since Eric Fisher. I mean, there's no question, you know?
Then I'll give you guys one more. What about current roster, Chuck Minahue?
It hasn't played enough for me, but I see what they're saying because when he does play, he does make a big impact.
Yeah, I think he's underrated. I think I don't know. Yes, from a national perspective, no doubt he's underrated. I think in Kansas City, he's not. But yes, I think overall, I think Juju Smith-Schuster should be on that list as well.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Specifically from, what was it, 3 seasons ago when he was the number one wide receiver?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend specifically who he and I just went back and forth. Yeah, anyone could have came in and done that. It's Patrick Mahomes. Like, no, the connection that was instantly created with Juju Smith-Schuster on those little comeback routes. It was a 3rd and 7. You know, those little timing routes, shoulder fade on the sideline. Like, him and Juju had that down in the first month of the season. So, yeah, Juju
was huge in that San Francisco Part 2 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the Philly, he got the call.
Yeah, he got the hold call.
He got in there with Bradbury.
These people that say anybody could do that, the older I get, the more I laugh because, no, you can't. Not anybody can do anything in sports. No. That's why we sit here and talk about it, because we can't do it, right? I watched Dusty play golf. He's a good golfer, right? He's not on the PGA Tour, but I look at Dusty, no chance I could do anything that he's doing on the golf course. Right? It just bothers me.
Kadarius Toney couldn't do it. Sky Moore couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Mecole Hardman couldn't do it.
Right.
Justin Watson couldn't do it. Marcus Valdes-Scantling couldn't do it.
You're talking about guys that are in the NFL that couldn't do some of that. You can put Sammy Watkins, in my opinion, on that list too. I'll always be a Sammy apologist. He was such an important player for Patrick Mahomes to have in that rookie year, that first year that he was a starter. Because, you know, it was the beginning of the washed Kelce regime. So he needed somebody that he could, you know, throw to at that point in time. So, yeah, I think that there's some good names that are coming
really good
in
ones.
On those lists. Yeah. And I like the conversation, too, because it makes you think a lot about, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because the Juju Smith-Schuster one really is a good one. Like, he came back, too, at the right time.
Yes, needed him at the right time. Yeah.
Speaking of underrated, this might be an underrated tweet from BetMGM. They have the Colorado Rockies stadium where they have retired numbers. They have Todd Helton's 17. They have Larry Walker's 33. And then next to that, it says 2025, we won a series, as they won last night.
The 10th win? 11th win?
11 last 11. Night.
Okay, there we go.
Does it count? You beat the Marlins? But I mean, you're the Rockies, so anything
so
counts.
It counts.
Right. Somebody says from the 6-2, well, Drew Nixon could play on the tour. LOL.
You're going to see it.
7 handicap. I mean, he's a damn good golfer. I'd like to see him and Speck go at it. That's what I
would
see.
Would they be pretty even? Or
maybe. I mean, I think Speck's got maybe a slight edge. Speck's probably like a 4 or 5 handicap. Drew's a 7, so not much.
Okay, Speck that would
might,
be good.
Speck
yeah.
might have to give Drew 2 pops, 1 each side.
You played your first round recently, right? Because you went on like a little... Yeah. Rehab, sabbatical, got to get my swing back, got to get the mind right.
You playing today?
No.
But you played an 18 recently,
yeah.
right? For the first time.
Didn't go well.
Damn it.
We're still lost.
Damn it.
We'll come back.
It'll be back.
We'll get found. No, I'm not playing today. You'll come home covered in mud,
going to
dude.
Sleep.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Yeah, we're leaving right after the show. He needs to go to bed.
Yeah, I've got tired. Going on about 3 hours of sleep total.
Oh, yeah. Is Alex in yet? I can't see behind me. Is
Cody's
Alex
hair
in?
Is completely disheveled. You'll see it on the camera. He did not shower this morning. They got home about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I don't see Alex yet.
I thought I saw him walk in.
Oh, maybe you did. He's not sitting in there, so I'm
Well,
I'm
he sorry. Had the easy ride. He got to ride shotgun, and he could have slept. That would have been a Richard move.
I was just going
to
say, that's a D move.
Yeah.
Last night.
We're in this together, baby.
Yeah, you switch. You alternate drivers.
Now it's not my car.
You got to alternate at that time
of
night.
Some people are kind of like picky, though, when you're driving your car, because they're like, yeah, I'll drive. It's my car. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like and if then you fall asleep in Columbia and you're on the side of the road and you roll down the window.
Yeah,
and,
it was, but do you have a new plan to fix baseball?
I do because I'm trying to, this Rockies thing, right?
Yeah.
The 10 and 50, like what's the,
they
what
won we, a series, man.
I know, thank God. What are we doing here? Them, they suck. The Marlins suck. There's a lot of, you know, sucky sucks out there when it comes to Major League Baseball, and there's a lot of bad owners out there. This guy in Colorado, the Angels owners, these are bad owners, right? They just don't care about winning. And so, people don't seem to be into my relegation in Major League Baseball, so I want to expand Major League Baseball, actually. Mm-hmm. And I want to expand it to 32 teams, right? It's a nice round number. However, only the best 26 teams record-wise from the prior season are eligible for the postseason the next year. And so in order to be postseason eligible at the start of the 2025 season, you would had to have finished in the top 26 when it comes to records in 2024.
Okay.
If not, you still get to be a Major League Baseball team, but you're not eligible for the playoffs. And so you can play your way back in. But now you have incentive for these owners to actually spend money. We're not relegating you. We're not taking away your TV money. We're not kicking you out of Major League Baseball. But what's the why would your fan go to a game if you're 27-32, right? You're not going to make that kind of money. So it forces you now to go out there and upgrade your roster so when you do start a season, you have an opportunity to play for the postseason. And I think that, from my standpoint, may be the best way to go about this. It's not relegation, but if you're not one of the top 26 teams the year prior, you're not eligible for the postseason the next year. And nobody wants to be put in that category. Nobody wants to open the doors on opening day in Major League Baseball and know at that point in time, no matter what you do, you have no chance of getting in. Now, if you have a great season that following year, you can play your way back in to the top 26. But for that year, when you fell out of the top 26, no playoffs for you the following year. Now play your way back in.
From a Twitter handle, Rockies rewarded for 10th win with pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I mean, it's, look, base. I think the other thing that would maybe, I don't know if this actually would, I haven't really thought about it in the long term, shortening the season I think would help too.
Well, no doubt.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, what is Colorado playing for the rest of the season? Right? When are they going to call up Charlie Condon? That's the number one prospect in their system. That's the number one sought-after card outside of Jack Caglione, which, by the way, you saw that MLB debut patch. Yeah, that thing's going on a Topps card. It'll be a one-of-one auto MLB debut. Jack told us in Springfield that if anybody gets that, there will be a negotiation happening.
Oh, so really?
That pack will drop in the fall, according to Alex Gold, who's involved in that sort of information. But yeah, that pack will come out in the fall, and that will be the number one baseball card everyone will seek. Is that in the next holiday kid who will be drafted number one overall by the Washington Nationals? But that debut patch card will be sick. And you might get
get the whole patch in that?
It's like they'll have either the whole patch or they'll have like a little bit of it. Because like there's a Derek Jeter auto card that has like his Michael Jordan glove part on there. There's some that the ones a lot of people like are when they have dirty jerseys. Yeah. And it's like half of the jersey on the card. Yeah, they're sick. But yeah, that Caglione one will be an absolute like golden ticket Willy Wonka moment for every baseball card follower, seeker, and everything. It'd be cool if you found it because it'd be one of one. There will only be one of them in the entire world.
That's awesome. I like to be the guy who places that in a pack and knows exactly where
it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Where that is. That's in the Alamogordo, New Mexico, right? Let's go. Get out there and get it. Let's do this thing. But baseball's in a really good spot right now. Yeah. Their TV ratings are huge at this point in time. ESPN, best ratings in 8 years. And the numbers are flying off the charts for baseball right now. Attendance is up in a big way at Major League Baseball games. This is now an opportunity, man, to kind of fix this sport a little bit and say, hey, we know we have some teams that aren't trying. Angels, Rockies, you know, some of these teams are not trying to win at the big league level. So let's make them feel the pain a little bit, not make them postseason eligible.
I like it. We got a couple texts on it. 816, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Why?
And then we've got, I want to hear why.
Well, tell me why you think that's a bad thing, because you're probably a person that just sits around and thinks it's okay for teams to tank and be really, really bad. And I hate to use the word tank, because tank means you have a plan moving forward. I don't think the Rockies have a plan.
620 says, I like it, Bob. And make one change. You can be in the playoffs the next season only if you win your division.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either.
I think that's
good to make a stipulation. The only problem with that scenario is for the teams that were close. You would lose fan participation for a year because who's going to spend money to watch a team that can't go anywhere?
That sucks. It's too bad. Those are the consequences. You're absolutely right about that. As an owner, do better. Don't be a douche. You know, I mean, like that's
really sound like you want to be here anyway.
Right, exactly. Like you look at the Rockies owner doing nothing to make that ball club better, but yet they're still support. I think they're 18th in attendance this year.
Wow, that's impressive. Really?
Yes.
Jeez. Well, then that debunks that. I mean, they're already showing up for nothing.
Well, I think it's a lot of people that just want to go to the stadium. It's downtown. It's something to do.
Something to do.
You know, you're there.
Well, okay. It's the same. It doesn't really matter.
I mean, the Marlins are, you know, terrible this year. Nobody's going to those games. Pittsburgh is another one. I saw a tweet this morning. Paul Skeens is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. And the Pirates are worse off this year than they were last year with Paul Skeens.
Yeah, somebody tweeted out and said, Paul Skeens about to go 7-16 with a 2.08 ERA and win the Cy Young. He's having an 0-9 Greinke year.
He is. I mean, it's so bad for that. Like the Pirates, you don't need a team anymore. You know, like they're like, you know, the White Sox, what they're doing right now. You need to take a couple of years to reset your thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Tampa for all those years that were bad and whatnot. There has to, unless we're going to get a salary cap and a salary floor in this game, which the players are against, there has to be some pressure put on these owners to put together a product that is major league quality. Like, yeah, no, you don't have that problem in the NFL.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't know. Or just, you know, cut the season down in half and combine like four teams. Have the Rockies and Marlins collab.
But they would never do that because it takes away jobs, and the Players Association would never agree to that. So you're expanding it to 32 teams, creating more jobs. But sorry, the bottom eight teams, you're not eligible for the playoffs the following year. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if you win the division
thing. I like to win the division thing, yeah.
I don't hate that.
913 says, I like the idea, Bob, expand to Dominican, Puerto Rico, more into Canada to round out the league.
I'm fine with that, yeah. I mean, Nashville will be getting a team in probably Montreal at this point in time.
Yeah. Well, Matt Cotrero.
And Overland Park.
We'll have Matt Cotrero coming up in about 20 minutes to talk about last night's events, which was Jack Caglione, the offensive surge. And then tonight we get Noah Cameron going up against those St. Louis Cardinals. But coming up on the other side, there was a guy fired for the most pointless job in sports, according to some. We'll dive into what that is on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty, Matt Cotrero, Royals manager, joining us in 15 minutes.
Oh, I forgot to text him and say we're going to ask him about Cags today.
Do oh, yeah, to I'm that? Sure. Yeah. Whoa! I'm kidding. Have a great day. She's nice.
She's awesome. She's our cleaning lady. She became a U.S. citizen last week. Congratulations.
Out, yeah.
How awesome is that?
She said she cried. We're like, duh.
Of course.
And she graduated school. It was a big week for her.
Graduated college, became a U.S. citizen last week. She's single? Like she wasn't here on Wednesday. I'm like, where were you? She goes, oh, I was becoming a citizen. I'm like, what? How come you didn't tell us this ahead of time? It's the coolest thing ever.
So cool.
252 new Americans last Wednesday at Johnson County Community College.
Wow, that is awesome.
Sworn in to the United Woo! States of America. How 200 just in Johnson County, Kansas That's last crazy. Week alone, 252 new American citizens, and our gal's one of them. And it's so excited for her, and she was so happy, and I couldn't be more thrilled for her. She's awesome. She's great.
No longer a citizen of New York is Thibodeau. He was fired by the Knicks. Eastern Conference Finals fired. Eastern divisional round last year, 2 years ago, right? He was there
last year. Yep.
Last year he gets the divisional series.
He went a step further this
and
year.
And got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because the head coach of an NBA team is a useless, worthless job. It really is.
But like, I get it. If you know, I don't get him getting fired. I really don't. I don't know if there's something that we haven't been told or we haven't seen. I do love the fact that Meta World Peace has got his name in the hat.
I love that. That's great. The more like entertainment we can get, sorry, LeBron, people rather see the drama than the X's and O's.
Yeah, that's why Stephen A. should be the coach of the Lakers.
Hell yeah. I'd be
He's either
that.
Doing that or politics. It's one
well,
of
he
the
just
two.
Announced a new radio show that he's doing every day from 1 to 3 on the satellite. He's going to be doing him and Mad Dog probably together.
I thought he was already doing like a show. Or is it just a I podcast? Thought that too. I thought it was every day.
I was confused. Yeah.
He feels we need more, which I think is
Screaming
a little ridiculous.
A,
you get a little overexposed. We all don't need 27 hours of Stephen A. Smith every day, or anybody for that matter.
Yeah, we're
love Stephen A. Smith. I don't need all that.
We're going to do a new show tomorrow from 6 to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It's not going to be this one.
No,
it'll be another one.
It'll be a different one, yes.
Right.
Oh, wow. Paul Skeens, I know you mentioned the numbers earlier. He's only allowed 19 earned runs.
Oh, he's out, dude.
Crazy.
If I was him, you know, you see these athletes take out these full-page ads and whatnot, thank you, Cleveland, or whatever. He should take out a full-page ad in the Pittsburgh Rag and Daily Mail, or whatever it's called, and take out a full-page ad and say, hi, I am Paul Skeens. I am requesting a trade.
We have a New York Knicks insider from the 620. He doesn't use his bench. He wears his team down. Players openly complain during the season about Tibbs.
That guy's 100% right on that. Now he is. That's been a lot of the concern. Like, what was the conversation about Tibbs going like five deep or something like that, or a baseball team?
Kenny the Jet Smith said if he managed a baseball team, he wouldn't go nine deep.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, he taxes his players a lot.
He does.
He doesn't use his bench, but also too, you're a starter in the NBA for a reason. You're making that money for a reason. We want our best players out there. I know the NBA is a little soft and we need days off and rest and all this kind of stuff, but you're making a big check. Teams, fans are going to the games to watch you guys play. They're not going to watch Josh Hart come off the bench 6 minutes in.
Yeah, I mean, Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright both became pretty big factors in the latter part of that series, and those were guys that did not play throughout the whole playoffs, really throughout the whole season. It's like, hey, so these guys actually were pretty good off the bench in real playoff minutes? Mm. Where were these guys? I think the simplest way to say why Tibbs got fired is
hair.
The lack thereof. The reason they got as far as they did wasn't on Tibbs. The reason they didn't get further was because of Tibbs.
Gotcha. I also think they should trade Brunson for Giannis.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
Because what is it you drew?
Are you being serious with that conversation, or are you trying to be sarcastic? I'll be
dead
honest. Because I love that idea.
Because what'd you say all year? The Knicks were better without Brunson on the court? Saw Carrington tweet about it. Heard Drew talk about it.
They do
go get Giannis and Kat down low, let OG kind of be OG, and then...
Who's your heart and soul, though? Because he did turn into that heart and soul in the playoffs.
It becomes Giannis.
Yeah, it becomes Giannis, yeah, and maybe Josh Hart. Big heart and soul guy. It'd be Jalen Brunson and something, maybe Mikal Bridges or something.
You'd need a point guard, which would be tough, but you find that in the draft.
You find that, yep.
And then
Giannis can be your point guard.
You let Giannis and Kat be down low. Whew.
Cat's got to care, though, too. I mean, like, this guy on and off all the time, pulling him across the finish line.
But I don't know if that Brunson move would be something that would, like, completely wreck the chemistry of a team.
And that's what you have to think about, too, because that does matter, right?
Because losing Randall helped that team.
Yeah, it did.
And obviously losing DiVincenzo didn't hurt that team either. Like, he was one of the group of the Villanova Cats, no pun intended, but he was one of those guys. And I remember the trade. It was like, dude, what? And it was they showed him. You've seen Goodfellas?
Yeah.
When Pesci walks in the room and he thinks he'll be a made man. And it was like Brunson and the other dude. And they were right behind him. And it was DiVincenzo's.
Dante DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo's face.
That actually is funny.
Yeah. It's like when you think you're a made man, it's like, oh, see ya.
See you later.
But I still don't think Jay Wright's the right hire there at all. I think that would be a terrible hire for the Knicks. And I like Jay Wright. I would hire him to coach my college team. I think he'd be great for that.
I always go back to what you said. Why would Jay Wright come out of retirement?
That's the other thing, to put up with that. I mean, checks, you know, get everybody out of retirement, you know. Scratch a big enough check, and he would. But also, too, what's Jay Wright got to worry about right now? Good-looking dude, fairly young, no stress. Talk on Saturday for a couple hours about college basketball. See you next week.
Sign me up.
Right. And get a nice check out of the deal. Hell not have to worry about a damn thing. Work on your golf game. Keep that tan going. Looking good. Like, Jay Wright can be a king of media.
He could be the older version of James Bond. That's what he kind of
reminds me. Yeah, I like that.
He's very suave. He wants someone to ask him to say money, Penny. And I bet he would deliver it. Somebody says you could trade Kat for a haul for Giannis if I were the Knicks. So then
I would trade Kat before
you keep Brunson and Giannis.
Trade Kat, Bridges, OG, one of those two. I mean, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take two of those three guys.
That's a lot, though.
Is that a lot to get one of the best players in the world
Bridges, Kat, and...
But think about the brand of the New York Knicks and where that goes if you get Giannis. It becomes a worldwide brand already.
The other thing you have to look at is Giannis is essentially two players.
And that's the other thing. You're not going out and trading for whoever.
A 35-year-old Kevin Durant. This is the second best player in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
No question.
And how old is Giannis?
Like 30.
So he's older. He's
31,
30. He's older than we think, Dusty. He really is. Yeah.
He's past the peak of his powers, but he's still in his prime. Still top five MVP candidate every year.
What's that going to do? Not that the Knicks need the box office boost, but what does that do for your fans? On July 1st, you announced you're acquiring Giannis. You've kept him away from Brooklyn, first of all.
Yeah.
You have become the most relevant team in the East just by going out and getting him. And then who's your coach at that point in time? The guy from Denver who just won a championship? You bring him and Giannis together?
To me, it's a little bit how, like, the Chiefs patched up after that Super Bowl loss. It was an embarrassment to Tampa. Mahomes is out there, you know, getting his ass kicked, going sideline to sideline. Nobody can catch a ball. Nobody can block. And then all of a sudden, it's Joe Tooney, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith.
You're that's like, right. Yeah.
Okay, I'm over that loss now. Let's see what happens. Just Super go. Bowl, Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And that's you why know? I'm so concerned, not concerned, but confused with people saying the left side of the line is not going to be good. The last time we had a line problem, they went out and reinvented the entire offensive line and did just fine, right? The Knicks have an opportunity. It doesn't take much in basketball to change the face. Nope. And the NBA needs – the NBA saw – what the Knicks bring to the table in the playoffs. Did you see the disparity in ratings between the East and the West?
It's vast.
What people were watching. I saw somebody on the Barrett Sports Media newsletter this morning talking about why is the media so obsessed with the ratings of the NBA? Because it shows you what people are consuming. It shows you what people are talking about. It helps us in our job knowing that the majority of the people are or aren't watching something and is it relevant to our audience. And when you look at the stark difference between the East and the West, the Knicks are the reason why. And I'm sure we'll see that during the NBA Finals as well. You won't get a number like the Knicks were pulling during the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. So the NBA now has a real test of what the Knicks bring to the table. They need the Knicks to be relevant all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if Giannis ends up there.
And that'd be fun.
Giannis and Paul Skeens.
That'd be fun, too.
Skeens and pinstripes or Giannis and Nick orange, blue, and white?
Which happens first?
Which one would you rather see?
I think I'd rather see Giannis.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep Skeens in the NL, please.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
I would like that. Yes.
No,
I don't want a life of Garrett Cole, Paul Skeens, and Max Fried on the same team. Please, no.
Jeez.
Please, no. Like, I don't want that. Oh.
It's the Jesse Pinkman. They can't keep getting away with
that. Hell, they can't.
Yeah. but I mean, seriously, Paul Skeens should demand a trade. He really should. Flip this whole thing upside down and be like, dude, I am wasting my time out here. I'm making the league minimum because that's what he's making. And y'all suck.
Or just do what Rodney Dangerfield did in Caddyshack. Ah, my arm, it's broken.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah, that ain't a bad way to go about it. Paul, what's wrong? I'm sore. I'm done.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're done? People are paying to see you, but you're not paying anybody to play.
Now we support load management.
No, yeah.
But for this case,
like everything,
save that arm.
Yeah. What I mean,
you're wasting it.
Paul Skeens needs to send a message, and I think it may change all of baseball's thinking too. You got this kid up here, and you've done nothing to support him.
Speaking of baseball, we'll be joined by Matt Cotrero on the other side. Before we get into that, Nick Keppel of the Royals communication staff. Road games in which Royals history in which they trailed by five or more runs and ended up winning by three or more runs in nine innings. First time they did that since 1999 when they trailed Texas by five and won by four. They've only done it.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Five other times in their franchise's history, and the first time since last night they did it since 1999. July 31st, 99, they trailed Texas by 5 and won by 4 last night.
Last century.
Yeah, last night they trailed by 5 and won by 3 with that victory. We talk about that victory that was last night in St. Louis, and we talk about what is today with the skipper of the team. We talked to Matt Cotrero on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.